Good evening, Moxie.
Good evening, Father. You finally got to see it.
I think you were kind enough and paused and let me do it, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was very, very kind of you to give your father a chance to be the first one to do something. How are you doing today?
I'm doing greaty, greaty, great.
Why are you doing greaty, greaty, great?
Because we went to a park today and we went on a big journey.
A big journey? How big is he?
Not a big journey, but like a little 30-minute walk.
We went on a good walk. It was about a mile and a half, 2 miles, in a very beautiful forest. We got to listen to nature, and we got to listen to a guy practicing his bagpipes over by a lake.
And we got to listen to three boys screaming.
Yes, we did pass through some other kids playing in the forest, chasing each other, being very loud.
And hitting each other with sticks.
Yes, playing hide and seek, hitting each other with sticks, throwing the sticks, and running and jumping and being boys.
But they're boys, that's what boys do.
Yes, yes. It is Sunday evening. We're recording a little later than we usually do just because we've been busy today. We all slept in. Then we got ourselves ready. We went out to the forest and had a good time out there and played in the park. After we did all of our walking, we made our way into town, went to a grocery store, did a big grocery shop for the week, came home, relaxed. I took a nap today.
And it led us... Oh. I made some cloud dough.
Cloud dough.
Yeah.
What is cloud dough?
It's something that was supposed to be used with cornstarch, but I used flour.
Okay. Why?
It's like this slime, but instead of sticky and stretchy, it's just like folly aparty and soft.
Folly aparty. And soft. I like that. That's a very good description.
It's because we used flour and oil.
Was it fun to play with?
Yeah, it was fun. We got to make stuff and then I got to make stuff and then I got to squish it. It was kind of like kinetic sand, but instead of melting straight away, it just stayed. And then when I crunched it, it was all soft instead of all, you know.
All you know.
Yeah.
So what did you do afterwards? Did you just throw it away when you were done?
No, I put it in a plastic bag.
So this is something you and your mom did while I was napping or after I woke up? I can't remember.
After you woke up.
Okay. Well, that was cool. I appreciate that a little bit more than slime because slime, I just don't like it. It's just gross. I don't want to try to make it.
I love slime. Oh,
I can't stand it.
I'm the opposite of you and Mom. You both hate slime. I love slime.
I think it's because as grown-ups and parents, we look at slime as, oh my God, that's something that we're going to have to clean up, isn't it?
Yeah, kids look at it as a fun thing that they can play with. Parents look at it as a dog poop. They'll have to clean up later once their dog eats it.
Let's hope the dog doesn't eat that. That, that could make our dogs not very healthy, I could imagine. So we've got...
I think this is what you were going to say. When I took my blood test, the results came in a couple of days ago.
Yeah, this week we received the blood test results from when you went to have your blood drawn a few weeks ago.
And it's not great news, but it's fine. The result came back as a 9.7 for me being gluten intolerant.
Yep, that means very possibly that you may have celiac disease, which makes you have to change your diet going forward by not eating things with flour, wheat, and oats, which is a lot of the foods that you do enjoy, but a lot of the other foods that you eat on a regular basis don't carry those? Like
beans and like, mashed potatoes and sausages. Does turkey dinosaurs?
They probably do because they have a breading on them.
Mm-hmm. And bread is made out of wheat, and wheat is made out of...
Wheat has gluten in it. Yeah. That's correct. Now, the diagnosis was on a scale, from what I'm able to understand from speaking with the doctor and the specialist over at the Celiac Center, that if you had scored a 5, that means no problems with gluten. If you had scored a 10...
I'm definitely gluten.
Correct. But you scored a 9.7, which is almost a positive, but technically still not a positive.
Uh-huh. So what I'm going to have to do, the doctors want to, not another blood test, but I'm probably going to have to, they have to put me to sleep. They're going to put a camera into my belly and see what's happening. And then they'll wake me up. And I probably won't even feel anything.
Within the next few weeks, we should receive a letter from the NHS for an appointment time for you to get an endoscopy or endoscopic examination, which for you is going to be them putting a camera down your throat into your stomach and your upper intestine, and they're going to look at what your body is doing in terms of what the insides of your tummy and your intestines look like in response to your normal diet. They're also going to do something called a biopsy, which is they're going to take little bitty pieces of the inside of your tissue so they can test that as well. The annoying thing about all this is we have to wait, and waiting is not fun. In the meantime, we are not to change your diet at all in terms of limiting how much gluten you eat, because it could give a false reaction to you, the test results, to show that you aren't having any reactions to gluten. So we have to keep your diet essentially the same. So even though turkey dinosaurs, which you had for dinner tonight, do have gluten in them, we have to keep feeding those to you because your body needs to react to the stuff. So when they do the tests, it can show a reaction to gluten.
And today, when I had a bad tummy and a bad poo, it was probably because I had popcorn chicken and because I had... Does Honey Nut cereal have, like, gluten in it?
Yes, it does.
That's probably why, because I had some Honey Nut cereal for breakfast.
Was it for breakfast or was it what you had last night? I can't remember.
It was for breakfast this morning.
Okay, so you had some cereal, which if you are gluten intolerant and based on all the test results and how your body reacts to it, it's a very good chance that the gluten's did make you feel upset this morning in terms of mm-hmm. your tummy.
So next thing we're going to talk about is I got invited to a birthday that is in how many weeks?
Let me look at my watch. So it is Monday of next week, not this coming Monday, but on the 23rd, which is the Queen's Jubilee, I think. I don't know. It's some day off that I don't get, but you get. And you're going to get to spend an afternoon with one of your friends.
Mm-hmm. Should I say her name?
Let's not say her name because we've never mentioned her before. Just for privacy's sake and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think her mom said that you guys are going to go out for an afternoon tea. You're going to get your nails done. Then you'll go back to the house and just play. The family has a hot tub. So you'll get to play in a hot tub if you want.
I hope doesn't listen to this because when I told her we were getting our nails done, she wanted to keep that a surprise and she didn't want to know anything. So I'm not telling her anything else. So that's why I hope she's not watching this.
Well, too bad because you just said her name.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
It's okay.
That was an accident.
It is. It is because you're just used to talking about your friends and that's all right.
Will we cut it out?
I don't know yet. Okay. I'll have to listen back to it and see how it sounds and maybe bleep the name out, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. And yeah, I've got invited to a friend's birthday, and yeah.
Last week on Friday, you and classmates went on a trip to Edinburgh, because it is during festival season. Y'all went to a theater.
And we watched a show called Bird Boy.
That sounds pretty cool. This is actually the first you've told me about it, because when I asked you on Friday, how was your day, you never told me about the actual experience, what you guys did. So what happened?
So there was this boy, and there was a car, and the car was a car, and it just sat there. That's all it did.
Okay.
And there were these little ghost creatures that probably like his fears or something, because he was a weirdo. Even people, the show said he was a weirdo, because that was his act, a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little boy. Wait, is this spoilers?
I don't know. I'm never going to go see it, so I don't know.
Okay. And there was a boy that was on a walkie-talkie that the bird person was listening to. So, big fear, scary balloon person, because it was a white balloon attached with white.
A big, fiery, scared balloon person.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a balloon attached with little white dangly things.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept ripping, not the big monster ones, but the tiny ones. He kept ripping the strings and then floating them up. And one even went so close to our close to P5s, that they could actually hold it and touch it. But the people didn't even care. Also, at one point, we could see his butt.
Well, seeing his butt. But was it a good show? Was it entertaining?
Yes.
Did you enjoy yourself?
It did get a bit boring. And then it got scary, and then, yeah.
It sounds like it was a fun afternoon, though.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have to do any work.
No schoolwork that day at all, huh?
No. I think that's time to end it.
All right, you ready to end the episode today?
Yeah. Remember, like we always say, we've got a Patreon that you can go support us on and ask any questions and leave comments. We also, please come and download our things. That would really help. Bye!